Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Flight issues are not going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 6,400 delays in the United States on Tuesday. At the same time, more than 530 flights were canceled across the country. As of 2 a.m. Eastern early this morning, 127 flights were delayed and 110 have been projected to be canceled. San Francisco, Denver, LAX, Seattle, and New York's JFK are the leaders on the U.S. flights misery map. Israel's military launched airstrikes on Gaza and rockets were fired from the coastal Palestinian enclave today after Israeli forces began withdrawing from the occupied West Bank city of Jenin. Tel Aviv's two-day operation that left at least 12 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier dead was one of the largest assaults on a West Bank city in nearly 20 years. Israeli defense forces are reporting rockets continue to be launched from Gaza toward Israeli territory. A federal judge is preventing the Biden administration from talking with social media sites. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana ruled that parts of the government, including the Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI, cannot speak with companies for the purpose of any manner of removal, deletion, or suppression of content protected by free speech. If you could put down 63 Nathan's hot dogs in 10 minutes, you could have won this year's contest in Brooklyn yesterday.
With 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes for his 16th win, I give you the number one ranked eater in the world, Joey Chestnut!
Today is officially National Bikini Day. Just remember to grab your sunscreen. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ukrainian President Zelensky claims Russian forces are active at a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. During last night's address, Zelensky warned of a possible false flag attack on the Ukrainian infrastructure. The nuclear plant was seized by Russian forces back in March of 2022, but Zelensky's claim the Russian staff abruptly left their stations last week, raising fears of a possible attack. Two people are dead after separate incidents involving fireworks over the 4th of July holiday. Police in Michigan say a woman was killed and several others were hurt when a firework exploded at a home on Monday night. On Tuesday, a house in Texas caught on fire from fireworks, resulting in one death and multiple injuries. A congressman is reacting to a new poll regarding just how confident people are in the U.S. government.
A recent Gallup poll shows 69% of Americans do not have confidence in the U.S. government. Iowa Republican congressman and veteran Zach Nunn tells Fox News he believes the American people only want a government that can hold itself accountable.
So many Americans feel what's great about America is their local community, and the federal government would be well earned if they started listening more to what everyday Americans are advocating for on Independence Day weekend like this.
Gallup polling also shows only 39% of U.S. adults are extremely proud to be an American, which is near the all-time low. I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy day after. Bill Martinez here. Well, after 247 years, 4th of July remains one of the most important holidays. This according to a majority of Americans. The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds 55% of American adults consider the 4th of July to be one of our nation's most important holidays. That's up from 53% last year. Maybe that might be a positive uptick that we're looking forward to. I still look at that number, Rick Manning. You know, it still seems drastically low considering, you know, what this country has to offer. I think it's more of a measure of the, you know, lack of education, certainly appreciation of what's going on, because you get people who come from other countries who are, you know, invading our border and otherwise even coming here legally, and they just can't understand why the dysfunction and the disconnect, because they have lived in these countries that, you know, some of these people would want to endorse and say, we ought to be like them. How silly is that?
Yeah,
huh?
Well, you know, I do think that the challenge is probably not so much with people who, certainly people who come here legally. The problem is people who've taken for granted what we have and
right.
want to ascribe negative, you know, negative notions to everything, as opposed to understanding that this country has brought about more freedom for more people than any country in the history of the world. And it's not a by accident. It's mm-hmm. because freedom's in our DNA. We celebrate that. And hopefully, some people got out and actually read the Declaration of Independence. The piece I did on it, managed to bring in. I read the Declaration. I did the Declaration of Independence, and then I put in the entirety of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address because it's all about the same basic notion of freedom, the same equal rights under the law. It is a document that, while short in length, is a powerful reiteration of the country's DNA. Mm-hmm. And then I put in the Clarence Thomas's last four paragraphs of his opinion,
his decision
related
mm-hmm.
to the affirmative action decision that mm-hmm. lays out the very nature of equal opportunity under the law here and why that matters. And is, I think, is a, will maybe look back upon as being one of the most important statements of freedom in the 21st century.
You know, the fact of the matter that Clarence Thomas and so many other people understand what the Constitution offers us and it still holds strong. I mean, regardless of the pushback, regardless of, you know, all the indoctrination that's been going on for decades. Think about it, Rick. I mean, the Constitution still stands. It is a brilliant document. This is why you and I and others have been saying, you know, especially for the 4th of July, take time, put the hot dog down, read the Constitution. Even reading the Declaration of Independence. You read the Declaration of Independence right now? My goodness. That's very applicable in today's environment, right?
Pretty relevant. Yeah, pretty relevant.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's, I mean, it's a, and it does, once again, Joe Biden keeps talking about a battle for the soul of America. Well, he's right. We're in a battle for the soul of America. And the Declaration of Independence lays out the what the DNA of our country is and what the battle is over. And then the Constitution lays out how we're going to achieve the ideals of the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, some people sit there and they've been taught, oh, well, you know, it all failed because certain things aren't perfect. Well, you know what? It's the reason if that was anticipated. It's why the entire notion of America is based upon consent of the governed.
That's
and
right.
That we have we have people who want to take away the consent of the governed. They want to jimmy the system and cheat, to put it nicely. And they do so and in a way that ruins the consent of the governed. It takes away the consent of the governed.
Exactly.
And it nullifies
your vote.
The problem is we haven't taught our kids why this country's great. And as a result, they don't know what they're fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that's a shame on us. And it's an opportunity to do that. By the way, the single, you know, a lot of times we spend time talking about problems. I'd really like to talk about some positive stuff because incredibly positive stuff has happened over the last 3-4 weeks that for the first time in a long time, I can honestly see a pathway to significantly cutting the size and scope of government and restoring the idea of America where individual liberties are first and foremost and the government is restrained in its ability to impose its will, the will of stakeholders as opposed to the will of the people on the rest of America. So,
no doubt about these decisions these past 2 weeks, Rick. I mean, this is, you know, going back to first principles that you and I have been, you know, yelling about is that we need to find out where we made the wrong turn. And the only way you can do that is get back to the DNA, get back to the original idea of this great American experiment. And it's laid out right there in those founding documents. Okay? And guess what? We got decisions that came down that brought the light back on the Constitution. And the interesting thing of this is listen to the people who were against it, the AOCs and the Schumers and all that. These people that, on one hand, claim constitutional rights, but they use it as a casual convenience. You know, when it fits their pistola and it works for them, they use it. But they really don't believe in it. You know, it's just a tool for them. Whereas, you know, for a nation that believes in liberty, you know, outside of God, it's the very breath of this democratic republic.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And there's a, you know, the irony on the affirmative action decision is obviously that all those people who come up and say, you know, because of this decision, blacks won't be able to get an education. And you go, what kind of racism are you operating under? You know, I mean, there's this underlying belief, I guess, that that certain people, because of the color of their skin, are intellectually incapable of rising in the system. And ironically, the people who say that are people like Barack Obama, who is the proof point that anybody can become president regardless of the color of the skin. He's the proof point. Kamala Harris, a proof point. People can even overcome their lack of intellectual capacity and become vice president.
Right,
and say,
exactly.
I mean, we have proof points left and right in front of us, and those are the people screaming that there's no opportunities. Well, I'm sorry, there are opportunities.
Well, see, but we want people, Rick,
to be better.
Yeah. But we want people outside of this affirmative action. We want people to be there because they know what they're doing.
I want the people who are screaming about affirmative action to say, we've got to get the teachers' unions in big cities under control, begin teaching kids so they can pass basic proficiency tests. I want to be more concerned about the kids who aren't passing proficiency tests because they're not getting an education in the inner cities. Then they
got to go to break. More from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We've got Rick Manning, from Americans for Limited Government, still with us, hanging in there in the midst of all this. But like I said, we've got had some great decisions that came down. We were talking off air about affirmative action. And, Rick, without getting into specifics here, I think you make a great point here, because we get back to what I've been saying, you know, for the last couple of years. Who told you? Who told you that somebody was evil? Who told, you know, this kind of, you know, kind of deal, like, you know, when it comes to like Donald Trump, you know, the media told America that he was this awful person, which is kind of hard for them to reconcile, because all the things that they lied about the president, you know, we've spent millions of dollars to prove the guy's a crook and nothing, haven't been able to come up with anything. And they make up stories just like they've always made. And then it's so funny is that after all this, they still come on, you know, the television set and make some sort of claim, and it's going, wait a minute. Okay, we kind of believed you before, and you lied about it, and I mean, we spent a lot of money, you know, millions, hundreds, over $100 million, you know, to really prove your, you know, your proposition and everything. We've had elected officials, leaders of Congress speaking that, oh yeah, dead to rights, this guy's a crook, he's a crook, and you come up with Bupkis. He's not a crook, and in fact, the very people that are crooks are getting away with it, and you are endorsing them, and you guys all have this feeling, all because you have in your own mind that you're trying to preserve something that it's not yours to preserve in the first place. You are not the god of the country. It is the consent of the governed, as you said earlier. It's the power of the people, but they've put it upon themselves to determine that one man, Donald Trump, is just the worst thing ever, and he's going to destroy the country, he's going to destroy democracy and everything, and yet, after four practical years of him being in office, there's no indication of anything that they have tried to incriminate this man on, accuse him of. There's no proof of anything. If anything, he put America first. He gave us energy independence. He secured our borders. Our standing on the international stage increased. What did he do for NATO? He strengthened NATO. Our situation, our relationship with China and with Russia. You know, nobody was going to war, but yet, boy, when the idea of Donald Trump, you know, coming into office, he was going to take us to war. Well, that didn't happen. See, all these are all big lies, and this is what's driving them nuts. And then now, right now, with the campaign going on, here he is. He's campaigning. Thousands of people are coming out to see him. Because I guess thousands of people, they're all knuckleheads. They don't know better, Rick.
Well, 50,000 people in Pickens, South Carolina, a town of 35,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, literally the entire town was taken over. It was because there was a Donald Trump rally. And I knew a little bit about that rally planning, and people were saying, well, why aren't you doing it in Charleston or Columbia or a bigger place? And Donald mm-hmm. Trump, or Greenville, which is mm-hmm. not far from Pickens. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump said, no, I want to go out. I want to go out to, you know, to America, to not mm-hmm. I don't know, big mid-sized cities. I want to go out to real people, and mm-hmm. And real people flock to him. Now that's people say, oh, well, that's idolatry or whatever. And they don't flock to Donald Trump. They flock to the message. They flock to the fact that
exactly.
He is the one person who they believe in politics who will stand up for them.
Exactly.
And that's a reality. And one of the great things here is, you know, as we celebrate the Independence Day, you know, the important thing to remember is those guys didn't just go home. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't just go, you know, they didn't just say, oh, well, we did our thing. Now we're going. No, they all, you know, and they went and they spread the word. They, you know, the documents that just stayed in Philadelphia wouldn't have meant anything.
Right.
Now, obviously, they transmitted they sent a ship to King George. They could, you know, fax it or mm-hmm. email it or something. But it was put out all over America, mm-hmm. Through every outlet. And we have the greatest capacity to communicate in the history of the world right now. And a federal judge on July 4 came out and said, you know, the federal government doesn't have their First Amendment right to go to social media companies and tell them
exactly
this is misinformation, malinformation, disinformation, and censor viewpoints. And now this is a local federal, now this is a federal judge at local level, and I've got a long way to go. But this is exactly what Congress needs to do in dealing with the censorship. They do a lot of posturing, and, but you can tell people can spread the word and say the judge is right, but Congress needs to say specifically that these agencies cannot do that because
exactly.
The truth is, in 2018, in a bill that was passed by acclamation at the end of a session, and Donald Trump signed, said the Department of Homeland Security was given direct authority to do exactly that communication between the social media companies related to misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. And they bragged about it. They used it once Biden got in. They used it as a weapon.
Weapon
on COVID.
Exactly.
On COVID. Mm-hmm. They used it as a weapon on anybody want to talk about election integrity. Mm-hmm. And they continue, and they used it as a weapon to keep the, quite honestly, to keep the Hunter Biden laptop out of the public domain before the election. That is, and so our federal government is weaponized, but the bad news is, you know, this judge is right, but Congress needs to stop sitting there saying, you know, oh, we're worried about censorship and doing stupid things, and just take away the very direct mandate they gave to the Department of Homeland Security to do exactly that.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got to trim it back. There's no doubt. And the thing is that you know, this is what the left does. That you give them an inch, and they're going to go the full mile, and then some, plus tax and license. And they know how to do the end around.
And they'll lie to you about that. They'll lie to you
of course.
They're doing it. It'll take you 4 years of investigation to find out what they did, and by then it's so embedded in the system that they've won. That's their entire game plan. The great news is, you know, that's been found. The federal government can't manipulate the social media companies anymore, and that is really, really good news. And it's but it's up to us to utilize the mediums we have to spread the word about the hope that exists.
Exactly. But you got one judge here, Rick, to your point. You got one judge who did this, all right? So he brings light to it. So we'll see if Congress does anything, if they're really, you know, serious about doing this. Because, see, even with the decisions that we've had in the last couple of weeks, this recent decision as well, you know, this is quite telling. I mean, the momentum is starting to return, you know, in the favor of those of us who believe in the Constitution, who believe in liberty, that have had it with this madness. And, you know, there's got to be a serious cleanup of the government, because just like you said, the military, look at the military, you know, going back to Mattis and, you know, Milley and, you know, the whole gang that said, oh, no, we're not concerned about pronouns. We're building up this military. And then all of a sudden you start hearing this language of, well, we have the most diverse military in the history of our country. Nobody cares about diversity in the military. We just want to know that you can go, and if we go to war, that you're going to defend our freedoms, defend our Constitution, and go and break stuff up. And if you have to kill people, okay? Sadly,
what I need to know is not just that they'll go do that. I need to know that they're going to win. Okay,
right.
We have to have people who are trained to win, and the diversity push in our military has been disastrous. And truthfully, it's a reason we cannot recruit. Our recruiting's falling way down because they're specifically saying, your legacy military people, we don't really want you. And that's how we built a volunteer military. We have a legacy military people who have a history of being proud to serve, and they are disproportionately white, and there's a not welcome sign up at the door at the recruiting station.
You know, you think about those people who have dedicated, you know, 20 years of their life plus, you know, to this end, Rick, and what kind of frustration it must be for them, you know, what they've had to endure increasingly over the last 10 years. And for what? They're serving our country to defend the cause, and they got to put up with this kind of junk. This is ridiculous. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, getliberty.org. That's where you want to go for more information.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity. through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit IBM.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Flight issues are not going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 6,400 delays in the United States on Tuesday. At the same time, more than 530 flights were canceled across the country. As of 2 a.m. Eastern early this morning, 127 flights were delayed and 110 have been projected to be canceled. San Francisco, Denver, LAX, Seattle, and New York's JFK are the leaders on the U.S. flights misery map. A federal judge is preventing the Biden administration from talking with social media sites. Judge Terry Doty of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana ruled that parts of the government, including the Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI, cannot speak with companies for the purpose of any manner of removal, deletion, protected by free speech. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bill Pasco is with us. He is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Been keeping an eye on that white powder there at the White House. I guess they finally figured that. It's so interesting. It's comical because the memes were coming out right away, and that is that all eyes were looking at Hunter Biden. And, you know, why not? I mean, the guy walks in the Oval Office, he's got white powder on his top of his lip, and they just can't figure out, you know, where that came from, and didn't know exactly what it was, and if it was, some special attack against, against the president. But they're kind of openly saying that, it was Hunter's fault. But, you know, like the laptop, you know, you're going to get 51 military officers, you know, claiming that that's just Russian disinformation, right?
Good morning, Bill. And a happy 5th of July to you, too.
Well, you're there in Washington, you know, they're probably figuring, okay, well, that white powder, no, that's just firework residue, you know, it's okay.
Well, you know, one of the things that I found interesting was the immediate correction. When we first got the breaking news on Sunday evening, I think it was, the story was that cocaine powder had been found, and then immediately the news changed to cocaine hydrochloride, which led me to wonder, what the heck is cocaine hydrochloride? How is that different from cocaine? I looked it up. Cocaine hydrochloride is powdered cocaine. That's what you and I think of when we think of cocaine. But they wanted to make it sound like it was something different because, we didn't find cocaine in the Biden White House. Look, the Secret Service has logs. The Secret Service has surveillance video. This was CBS News reported that the cocaine was found in a cubbyhole area where staff normally leave cell phones. They're going to be able to figure out relatively quickly. Now, whether or not they're ever going to acknowledge that they figured out who deposited the cocaine there, which staff member left it there, that's a wholly different question.
Well, you give them too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, this administration has a history of not enforcing laws that they're supposed to enforce and then enforcing laws that aren't really laws. So who knows what's going to happen with this administration's Justice Department at work?
Well, it is a hot mess. There's no doubt about it. And these stories come out. But, hey, look, they still can't figure out, you know, who leaked the Dobbs decision. And you've got, what, maybe 2-3 dozen people to choose from. And you can't figure that out in all your brilliance and all the money that we pay for, you know, security of the Supreme Court and that. I mean, you know, so now
that's an example of one of the laws that the Justice Department will not enforce. Merrick Garland is simply not enforcing a law that prohibits protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. That's a law that's been on the books for quite some time. The idea is we don't want Supreme Court justices to feel pressured by public pressure, political pressure. They're supposed to be issuing their rulings based on the merits of the case and the law at hand, not political pressure. That's why we have a law on the books that prohibits protesting outside the home of the Supreme Court justice. And yet, this has been going on for more than a year now. It began in May of 2022 when the draft Dobbs decision was leaked. We know that they were trying then to put pressure in hopes that they could flip a justice or maybe two justices and reverse that ruling before it was actually issued. That didn't happen. But guess what? The protests haven't stopped. And yet the Justice Department refuses to enforce the law.
Well, of course, look what happens with Kavanaugh. He's being, you know, they've got a hearing, you know, for him to be a Supreme Court justice. And they bring a gal in who lies, comes up with some phony story, and she just gets away with it. She's protected. Oh, here's this poor traumatized woman, you know, lying through her teeth and asking her, well, do you have anything? Or, you know, do you have any skin in the game here? I mean, or is there a reason why you should be so against, you know, Judge Kavanaugh being elevated to the Supreme Court? Oh, no, totally innocent and everything. And then you find out afterwards, which it was interesting. They had to know this. They had to know this probably sooner than they knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, that she was involved with a company in San Francisco that, produced the abortive patient chemical pill. So it's like, well, come on, but this comes. It does its damage on the electorate. It colors everything, and it gives, some sort of, foundation for crazy, expressions from the likes of Ocasio-Cortez and others that are trying to do everything they can and declaring that the court is somehow illegitimate or has gone rogue because, I guess maybe for them, the court did go rogue because it went direct to the Constitution. And anything that has any semblance of the Constitution in their eyes is rogue, right?
That's right. And the real rogue in the system of justice that we have in the United States today is the guy who sits at the top of that system of justice, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland.
Exactly.
I don't know if this guy is just acting out a revenge fantasy. Remember, he was nominated by Barack Obama to be elevated from the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia all the way to the Supreme Court. And he was denied that. And he was denied that by Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans who held the majority then, and they kept him off the court. They waited, and Donald Trump got elected, and the next thing you know, Merrick Garland is stuck on that D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, won't get a seat on the Supreme Court. Then he gets nominated by Joe Biden to be Attorney General, and it looks like he is acting out a revenge fantasy. He's sending agents of the FBI to enforce ridiculous, absurd interpretations of law. They've got a pro-life protester outside Philadelphia. A well-known guy, Mark Huck, was arrested in front of his family of seven. A jury took less than 90 minutes months later to deliberate over the charges against him. He was released. They found him not guilty in less than 90 minutes. He's now getting ready to sue the Department of Justice for the way they treated him. Meanwhile, is there anybody at the Department of Justice who is investigating the attacks on crisis pregnancy centers and on pro-life centers.
I'm not aware
of any such investigation going on. Mm-hmm. It's absurd what's happening. It's time that we need. And now we've got the IRS whistleblowers who have come forward and said that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, the gentleman mm-hmm. who has been tasked with investigating Hunter Biden, with overseeing the Department of Justice against Hunter Biden, he told them under their sworn testimony, under penalty of perjury, two different whistleblowers at the IRS said that on October 7, 2022, David Weiss told them that he was not the ultimate charging official. He did not have the decision-making power over whether or not to charge Hunter Biden. And then, in fact, he told them that he had tried to file charges in California. He was turned down by the U.S. attorney for the Central District of California. He said he tried to file charges against Hunter Biden in the District of Columbia. He was turned down by the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He told these IRS agents and others who were in the room that he had asked for special counsel authority so that he could indict Hunter Biden on his own, and he said that he had been turned down. Merrick Garland said otherwise in sworn testimony to Congress. It's time not just to impeach Merrick Garland, but Merrick Garland should be investigated by a special counsel. The Department of Justice should appoint a special counsel to determine whether or not Merrick Garland perjured himself and whether or not he should go to jail.
Exactly. Well, you know, but will the D.C. Beltway, will the establishment of the D.C. Beltway be serious enough to want to do something about it, to call one of their own out? I mean, this is the problem, you know, whether it's Durham, you know, Mueller, whatever. I mean, we end up spending a lot of money and nothing, you know, nothing really happens. But this is something, you know, that really is at the feet of the Republicans in the House to really be serious about it and go after this with full force, whatever it takes, Bill, because, you know, I think in light of the recent decisions by the by the Supreme Court, I think it should really encourage, I think, all Americans to realize that the Constitution still matters.
The Constitution does still matter. The good news is we've got a Speaker of the House now who is actually talking about, who's raised the question as to whether or not Merrick Garland should be investigated for impeachment. That is the province of the House. That's the ultimate act to protect the Constitution, the ultimate act that the House has that it can use against officials of the executive branch who have abused their authority, who have committed crimes and misdemeanors. In the words,
gotta leave it there, Bill Pascoe. You're awesome. Thank you for being with us.
Spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
A day after the celebration, the 247th birthday of this great country of ours, and Chris Chmielewski survived. Yes, he did. The Numbers USA vice president joins us now. Hey, Chris, happy day after. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Good. Always trust you and the family. Had a great 4th. Good time together, family time, and appreciation for, you know, the red, white, and blue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to see a couple of fireworks shows, had the kids home from school, which is a rare occurrence these days. So
right,
overall,
exactly.
It was a good couple of days.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the holiday, and our hope and prayer is the same way, you know, across the country, even though we have, you know, it's up a little bit. It was down. It's up a little bit, you know, in terms of Rasmussen saying that, you know, patriotism in the country, you know, has waned, was just above 50. Now I think we're at 55% of the country says that, hey, you know, we've got a pretty good country after all. It's the other, you know, the remaining that we've got to bring alongside to help them remember, you know, what has made America great, and maybe even remind them why, you know, for some of them who are immigrants, maybe they forgot why they came here. I think more it's probably just people who have grown up taking it for granted and maybe have bought into the current academic liturgy that wants to convince them that somehow socialism and isms and communism, you know, are so much better than democracy and the free markets.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think it's one of the few days out of the year, maybe Thanksgiving being one of the other ones where people can come together and be like, yeah, they can truly celebrate the greatness of this country. And, you know, again, this is part of the reason why the people, when we bring in new immigrants through the legal process and
right.
they want to gain citizenship here in the United States, we ask them to go through a civics testing, so they can understand the history and the importance and the significance of what happens back in our nation's past.
Ironic you should bring that up. We were talking about this yesterday, is that you get people who are naturalized, right, and they go through the civics test. And I would say I would put them up against even elected officials and some obvious ones to say, OK, answer the questions, answer the civic questions about this country that they take and they must pass. It's almost like a driver's test. I guess they get to, you know, they can miss up to 4 out of 10 questions that they're asked. But I would dare even say, hey, let's go to Congress and let's line up some senators and congressmen and women and ask them to, you know, take the test, see how they would do. You know, because we've run the test against, you know, newly graduated, you know, citizens of the country, and they failed miserably. And it's amazing, even these man on the street interviews, you ask people, you know, what July 4th, you know, what does July 4th mean? And they have no clue. It's, wait a minute, you know what? If you don't know what January, what July the 4th is all about, give me back your ballot. You're not going to vote. You've disqualified yourself because you're an idiot, and we can't have this. You know, a government that is up for and by we the people, that believes in the consent of the governed, that believes in liberty for all. You know, you better have an idea of what makes the world go round here with this government, so that you can be an active intellectual participant of said enterprise here, because. You know, democracy is not for the stupid, Chris, in my humble opinion. In my years of experience, I hate to put it that straight. If my father was here, he'd probably slap me in the head because he hates it as much as he hates that word. But this is what it's come down to. I mean, people are just determinedly, you know, ignorant about this stuff to me, which, you know, one of my old nuns that raised me would say that is the clean definition of stupidity. You know, when you know better, but you still choose to, you know, choose something that doesn't work.
Right, right. You mentioned these person on the street interviews, and you know, how many of them do you see? You ask some more specific. You pose some more hypothetical, detailed questions. A lot of them don't even understand the division of government, the three
right.
different branches that we have,
yeah.
and. Especially in immigration policy, the area that I work, that's never been more evident than what we're seeing right now. We have a constitution that pretty much grants the power of naturalization to Congress, to one body of government, but then you have another body of government, the executive branch, is pretty much writing whatever law they want,
right.
in contradiction to that, and Congress, for the most part. The House has done some stuff, but the Senate just stands by willingly and allows the executive branch to abuse that power.
Right, exactly. Well, to your point, I mean, some of the statements that Ocasio-Cortez has made, it's like, wait a minute, you have no clue. I mean, here you are, you're a legislator, and the claims that you've made against SCOTUS, I mean, demonstrates that you are just grossly ignorant. And you're probably better off. I mean, maybe you're counting on the idea, and maybe what we know is that we, unfortunately, to your point, have too many people who are citizens of this country. They can't appreciate it because they don't even know about this country, and they hear what AOC says, and they take that as dogma. And, you know, it must be so, you know, because she's allowed to make these statements, and, of course, the talking heads there at CNN aren't about to challenge her. I mean, can you imagine if the Supreme Court threw a salvo over the bow of the legislators and said, you know, you guys need to do your, I mean, in a sense, they kind of did that, you know, because they said, look, we're not here to do laws, you know, we're not to make laws, we're just to interpret. You need to do your job, you know, if you want something different, if you want, abortion on demand as a federal issue, then go pass the law. But you can't make this stuff up, right? You know, don't bring your problems to us and have us do your job. Because that's what started this whole mess to begin with back in 1973 when you're talking about abortion. One case in point, right?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I'll bring up, I can almost always bring up an immigration example in these cases. You know, you had several landmark decisions, borderline landmark decisions by the Supreme Court last week, and there were a lot of people upset by them. But one of them that they weren't too upset about on the left side of the aisle was an immigration decision that said that the courts don't have standing in challenging the administration's use of prioritizing who they're going to enforce immigration law against. And essentially what the court said is, you know, listen, Congress has actually written a law here, and the executive branch is trying to enforce it. This is actually one of those cases where there is a law. A law does exist, and this is up to the executive branch and the Congress to work out their issues. This isn't an issue for the Supreme Court. You know, if Congress wants, or if the states want the administration to enforce immigration law upon every single individual who's here in the country in violation of immigration law, then Congress needs to simply provide them more money. so they can enforce it, but they're giving them such a bare bones budget on that and on the enforcement side that it makes it difficult for the executive branch, a little bit in defense of the executive branch. On the other hand, that doesn't mean you can't just not enforce the law, which we've seen many times with this administration when it comes to immigration.
Or that you purposely hemorrhage the problem, right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
Let's exacerbate the problem here. Let's just open up the gates and, we're going to teach you, right? at what expense?
We'll enforce the law against 50 people who are in the country illegally. We'll just let 500,000 in through the back door, though, at the same time.
Right, so. Exactly. Why not? Well, interesting, you were writing about national E-Verify law, and we look at what's going on in Florida. And you point out that migrant workers are, said to be leaving the state due to this new E-Verify law. Explain that to our audience. We got about 2.5 minutes left here, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, first, I'd love to meet the people that are claiming that these people are leaving. There are some reports that people who are in the country illegally down in Florida are leaving the state. And guess what? When a state passes a law that's in line with federal law, that enforces immigration law within their state boundaries, guess what? People who are in the country illegally are gonna end up leaving the state. We saw that happen in a dozen states that have passed this law or similar laws in the past, like Arizona and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, for example. So, Florida passed an E-Verify law. This requires all employers to ensure that anybody that they hire, all of their new hires going forward, must be authorized to work here in the United States. That's an extra layer of protection to ensure that they are legally authorized. And what it's going to do is you're going to see a number of illegal aliens leaving the state and jobs opening up for Americans that currently live in Florida or Americans that live in another state. And they say, hey, Florida is now an attractive state to me because they're going to make sure that new jobs go to me. And
exactly.
You cross the border illegally.
Well, and the further extension of all that, Chris, is, financial incentives for illegal immigrants. I mean, when the incentives are there for the very thing that it's illegal, I mean, doesn't that tell you that you're going to promote more illegality?
Exactly. I mean, there's a reason why California's got the highest illegal alien population in the country, because they've rolled out the red carpet more than any other state in this country by giving them free health care and access to driver's license, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, of course, if you're friendly to illegal aliens, they're going to reside in your state. And if you prevent them from being successful in your state, which Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida State Legislature have done with their passage of the immigration law this past session, you're going to see a decrease in illegal aliens living in your state.
And the thing is that, they're not even vetting the people who come in to even, measure, do they have anything to offer? Okay, you may be illegal, but what's your skill set? What can you bring to the table here so that we can, help you out, help us out? We're gonna try to make the most of this situation. No, they just give them free stuff and leave them beholden to the cartels or whoever else they're associated with. And then they get in a situation of desperation and they start participating with local gangs if they're not already involved with one.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. It's endless, Chris. I got to tell you, and I agree with you. Chris Chmielewski, VP of Numbers
USA. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults.